Okay, everybody, welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. We missed last week. It was a bit of Thanksgiving here in the United States, but we're here with a lot more stories than, you know, from last week as well. We have actually a whole new host this week and hosting here. It's Kriti.
Yeah, hello.
How are you
everyone?
Doing?
I'm good. How
good.
Are you?
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's pretty exciting to talk about what's happening this week or since Thanksgiving.
Yeah, always new things happening every week, so we always have new content to talk about.
True.
Can you tell us a bit about yourself before we actually talk about the
content?
Sure,
yeah. I'm a program manager on the Universal Store team. I actually very recently joined that team and exploring the consumer space a little bit. Before that, I was working in Windows Server and actually working on an Azure service. So a very new space from server to consumer, but it's pretty fun so far.
You're spreading your wings
and trying new things, learning new things.
Awesome. That's always, you know, I know you're working on some secret stuff that you can't talk about yet.
Unfortunately,
but maybe you can tell me one thing now. No? Maybe in the future. You can tell us some other weeks. Maybe. Just trying to get some information out of you. Anyway, let's talk about Visual Studio. Visual Studio 2017. Release candidate was released in the past 2 weeks.
Nice.
So now everybody can go and download the release candidate, try out all the cool things that are in Visual Studio 2017. You can get the Enterprise edition of this as well. It has all the cool stuff for free.
You can even get like all kind of editions, right? Yeah. Not just the Enterprise, but every edition
for
is free.
That's just to try it out. Yeah. There's a license, a time license, of course, that's going to expire because we're going to have a new edition coming out, and when it goes you know, officially, you're going to have to pay for it. But the community edition is always free. That has all the cool stuff in it anyway.
Right. And so, we don't know when the license expires. So I would encourage you guys to go download it as soon as possible.
Yeah, try it out and see what's cool there. Now, speaking of cool things in Visual Studio 2017, Mark actually has a great blog post talking about all the productivity new things that we have in Visual Studio. And some of these things are things around IntelliSense for all kinds of different languages, C++, C#. Talks about how we've improved things about searching and finding references and being able to easily debug things. It's actually a really great blog post that talks about point by point of all the cool new productivity tips that people want to check out into Visual Studio. One of my favorite things that actually doesn't talk about in this blog post that I thought is worth mentioning is the ability to do XAML edit and continue. So while you're actually running your application, you can actually edit the XAML and actually refresh it into the application.
That
it's super cool.
So you much more efficient than changing it and then running the app all over
again.
It saves
so much time. You can see everything in real time. It's amazing. So definitely check it out.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, among the new features in Visual Studio, there's also now richer IntelliSense support for JavaScript and also some more syntax highlighting. There are a whole new bunch of features for JavaScript in this new edition of Visual Studio. So I would encourage you guys to check out the blog post by Bowden Kelly, and it talks about all the new features. And the new edition is available for free, so download it and check it out today to what else is new in here. And
now, you told me that this is your favorite feature.
Yeah, I did mention that, didn't
I? Yes, I put it in here.
Yeah, so well, the new start page in Visual Studio, it's pretty awesome. It's more actionable. It has everything that you want to kind of get to quickly. It's all there on this page. Actually, my office mate, he used to work on this team before, and he was telling me how much customers complain about this. And it's pretty awesome. Yeah, Nicola does that quite a bit. And we've added the start page and, you know, all these new features in it. So it's pretty cool. It's, again, going towards the efficient coding model, and you can get to whatever you need to right away.
That's right. One of my favorite features in this new homepage is actually roaming my projects to all my Visual Studio instances. So I have multiple machines, and I have the code in GitHub or VSO. Even if I don't have the project on my machine, I'm working on a different machine, I can get to it directly from the homepage and clone it directly from my own page.
It's pretty cool.
It just roams all your different settings. Yeah. It's really cool. It has all kinds of different cool things in here. And one of the biggest things I know that people have been complaining about is the developer news. They're super helpful.
Oh, yeah, but they're
super helpful. But not everybody wants to see them every time they open Visual Studio. So now you can hide it, which is
that
really cool.
That is cool, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Allison talks about all kinds of cool stuff in this
blog post.
Definitely
so
check
it out.
Now, the Connect event, we've talked about this before, was about 2 weeks ago. And we've talked about all kinds of cool stuff in there.
Right. And there are lots and lots of videos, about 120,
about 120 plus,
it's a lot
more
of videos.
Than that. Yeah. So if you missed it or if you didn't have time to watch all the videos at the same time, don't worry about it. They're on Channel 9. You can watch them on demand. Just click
like after,
the link.
Like, you know, click on it after you're done watching this video.
You can find some all kinds of cool stuff in there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Well, shifting gears a little bit from Visual Studio to now talking about some artificial intelligence stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is really about Microsoft's investments in deep learning and how we're using it across a lot of Microsoft services, from Cortana to Skype to Office 365. It's awesome. And then, you know, like a lot of Microsoft technologies, like the cognitive APIs, the speech APIs, are now available to everyone and they can use it. And that's pretty awesome. Like, the community can start using these APIs and helping Microsoft go forward in the AI and deep learning space.
That's right. And so, Joseph talks about not just about Microsoft using these deep learning tools, it's about the work that we're doing to let developers actually use the same tools. So the Microsoft Cognitive Toolkit, for example, is one of the tools that we're using internally ourselves. And we released it for everybody to use to do these deep learnings and use neural networks in their own projects and be able to do these type of things that we're doing. And the Microsoft Cognitive Toolkit is one of the fastest and best tools out there for these type of things. It's very easily scalable and you can do all kinds of cool things with it.
Yeah.
So it's worth reading through Joseph's blog post and to learn about all kinds of cool things that we're doing with this tool, all kinds of cool things that you can do with the tool as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of new things coming out, Unity just released the new version, 5.5.
Right, which is actually not in preview anymore.
No, so, that's right. So now it's not in preview anymore, it's not in beta anymore. And with this thing, besides all kinds of new cool things about artists and particle explosions, all kinds of cool stuff they have in performance, one of the cool things is now Microsoft Holographic Development is no longer in preview. So you can feel comfortable with using these tools in Unity. You can use these tools without actually having a HoloLens. So you can go there, you can preview what HoloLens will see, you can do it in the editor, and you can use it directly from Unity.
Right, and Alex has a great blog post on it, and go ahead, check it out. And now if anything does crash, previously you couldn't blame anyone, but now you know who to blame.
That's right, send that bug to Unity. Anyway, so speaking of new things in the HoloLens world.
Yes, there's also holoportation. For those of you not familiar with holoportation, it's essentially communicating with holographs of people, and it's essentially having them in the room with you. It's actually pretty awesome. And previously, you had to have the entire setup in the same room to be able to enable this scenario, but now you can actually take it with you in a car, and then it's actually mobile. So anywhere you want to be, anywhere want to start a holographic conversation with someone, you got it. Like, you just need to have all the stuff with you.
That's right. It's like you're the president and you're in this car and you have these meetings, important meetings in person with the president of China, for example. I don't know.
Or that. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe. Some more fun stuff, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, it's cool stuff. The blog post that talks about this stuff actually talks about the things they had to change to do to get this working. And one of the impressive things is they had to decrease the bandwidth requirements, and they did it by 97%.
That's actually pretty awesome. And honestly, like, to have the whole setup, which was in the room before, to have it now just be in a car, that's a massive improvement.
Agreed.
And then maybe tomorrow, someday, we won't even need that, right? It would be as simple as in your pocket. So that would be pretty awesome.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Speaking of HoloLens and some of the fun stuff that we're doing.
Yes, the mannequin challenge. Obviously, Microsoft had to take part in that. But it's pretty cool because it's not like your regular mannequin challenge. It's kind of a mixed reality challenge. Mm-hmm. You have pancakes in the air. You have dragons spitting out fire. It's actually pretty cool if you haven't seen the
video.
It's
a cool twist that we've done.
Yeah, it's really nice. And it just showcases how far away this technology has come. And the video, it's pretty short. You should go ahead and check it out. The link is in here somewhere.
Definitely, yeah. Just on The Verge, Tom talks about this, and you can check out the link there. Yeah. Take a look at it. Now, switch gears to the fun side a bit things. The Commodore 64 community has been complaining that there's no Slack client for them. And if you haven't used Slack before, it's a great tool for communications.
Yeah.
Kind of replace email.
Well,
and Jeff actually built a Slack client for the Commodore 64.
Yeah, Jeff to the rescue of the Commodore community. Seriously, like, this is awesome because Slack is a pretty awesome tool that people use these days, and it's great to have that here. And I know the Commodore community is pretty excited about it.
Absolutely. It's it uses assembly language to build this, and uses a Raspberry Pi as a bridge to communicate to Slack services. But it's incredible to see the ingenuity that Jeff had to actually build this thing.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to our picks of the week.
Yeah, I'm going
to go first.
That.
So my pick of the week is the quantum computing work that we've been doing at Microsoft.
Nice.
Now, we've been doing this for a very long time. We spent years and years, maybe decades, working on this and mm-hmm. putting more and more resources to improve computing, quantum computing. And recently, we've doubled down on this. And there's a whole blog post that talks about the work that we're doing to speed up this progress and to hire a lot more professionals and experts in the quantum computing field from different types of, from the educational field specifically, that can help us make the quantum computing field more better, even outside of educational space, to be even used in the future for actual real-time problems that we can solve that we don't even know about yet. You know, it's a cool
way.
Yeah,
it's a very new field for us right now.
Exactly, and we're doing a lot of work to make it, you know, better.
I know, it would be awesome, like seriously. You know, we came so far along with HoloLens, and this is the next thing that's happening, so it would be pretty cool to see the development in this space.
Imagine one day I can go to a store and buy a quantum computer to do cool stuff.
That would be cool.
I don't know what I could do with it yet, but, you know, very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, your pick of the week.
Well, my pick of the week is actually Microsoft recently collaborated with Quest Institute to launch the first ever Windows 10-based IoT device in an international space station. And it's actually an experiment platform, and it encourages students to run experiments in the International Space Station. It even has the ability to send stuff down to the platform on Earth, so it's actually pretty scalable.
So it sends data back.
Yes, right? Sends data back. And it's awesome how scalable it is, and it's encouraging students to, you know, dabble with it, experiment with International Space Station, and essentially encouraging everyone to be rocket scientists. And honestly, this is really, like, this is something that I personally feel about quite a bit, because as a woman in STEM, I know we need more women in this space. And this is essentially a great way to encourage women to kind of learn more about this field and
come and
join it.
Yeah. And then if you have, you know, friends or children or, you know, anybody who would be interested in this, just point them to the website and they'll be able to kind of get started with this as well and do it in their own schools.
Right,
or
and
do
it's
it
great.
Everywhere.
Like computer science programs and colleges or even high school can start this in their curriculum and add this. It would be pretty awesome.
It'd be great if we can get everybody into this field.
I know. I think I'm going to go check it out later.
Absolutely. Anyway, well, thanks everybody for joining us. Thank you, Freddie, for being on the show.
Thank you, Nicola. Yeah, this was fun. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
And we'll see you again on the show, I hope.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody, for watching, and we'll see you next time.